Hey Chloe, have you ever been lied to on social media?
You know what? I definitely have. Let's talk about it.
Politics, culture, faith, and so much more. This is Fact of Life with Chloe Noller and Mattingly Watson on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM.
Welcome back to the Fact of Life podcast. Thank you so much for joining us today. We are on our third installment of our series on social media, Beyond the Feed. We're glad you joined us today. We're going to be diving into some aspects of the facade of social media on the ideological level today. It's going to be good. Maddie Grace, take it away.
Yeah, so last episode, if you recall, we got to this conversation about getting on social media young and kind of the dangers posed with that. And as we're moving on to the widespread, you know, ideological facade of social media, I think the dangers of getting on social media young are as prevalent as ever. So what we mean by this ideological facade is when you get on social media is very much so becoming its own, you know, it's called social media for a reason. It's its own media source. So especially on Instagram, you know, X, different things like that. But I think Instagram is a very popular one our age that I see as problem on the most. You'll see posts.
And TikTok.
TikTok, yes, but I feel like TikTok has lesser of a problem with, like, giving you, like, a moral dilemma.
Yeah,
like,
that's
it's
true.
Definitely,
that's
like, true. Addictive to people our age, but mm-hmm. It's not so much, like, a news source.
Yeah, but even so, people started posting videos on that kind of thing, and the algorithms get you in a hole and that kind
that's
of thing.
That's true. But, you know, the interesting thing about TikTok is I almost feel like it, and trust me, there's a lot of pros and cons to TikTok, but I feel like the way the algorithm is set up, it almost encourages you to go do your own research a little bit more, because the TikTok algorithm doesn't want you on one thing very long at all. Like, it'll give you a snippet to, like, hook you more. Now, oftentimes that can lead you to just go to that source more and get, you know, ingrained ideologically in what they're saying.
Pigeonholed, yeah.
Yeah, but the thing with Instagram is, especially on these, like, feed posts, you have, like, 10 slides.
Yeah,
like, you can just fill with words. And mm-hmm. I know I've definitely come across a lot of accounts like that, you know, in my own experience. But the problem is, like, whenever you're young, well, for anyone can be susceptible to falling prey to this, but whenever you're young, your brain isn't as fully developed yet. And, you know, ours isn't either, but whenever you're young, you haven't developed that wisdom and discernment. So whenever you see this moral dilemma you're being posed, you're just so much more susceptible to fall prey to that.
Right. And even so, like, you know, there are so many predators on social media that are going to lie to you, that are going to tell you things that are absolutely not true, or they're going to lure people in with money, you know, especially, like, if you are a young teenage girl, you know, you're struggling
those
in middle
Instagram
school.
Instagram DMs.
Oh my gosh, yes. I know, those are so creepy.
Tell me one girl our age and in the years, 5 years up and 5 years down, that has never gotten a DM from a random account that doesn't follow her, that's like, I'll give you $500 to be my friend. Yeah, right.
Like, yeah, no, 100%. Mm-hmm. But like, you know, you get in that scenario, right? You're in middle school, right? Middle school's tough.
If you don't know
better. A lot of girls will struggle with friendships in high school or middle school and high school, right? Mm-hmm. So you're lonely. Someone will text you like that. We all think it's stupid. You're like, no, duh. It's completely false. Like, don't listen to that. But if you have, you know, if you're middle school, you don't have much discernment, right?
Yeah. Well,
like,
even
then you can get really stuck into these things.
Oh yeah. Even, you know, a story just came to mind of this girl that I was friends with, and she joined this, like, club or sorority at her school. And, like, the next couple of days later, she got an Instagram DM, and she didn't really, like, look into who the profile was. She's, like, briefly glanced at it. And at first she thought it was, like, someone from that sorority that had been, like, telling her, like, congratulations, like, welcome to the group or something. And it was actually, like, a spam person pretending to be, like, a prince from the Middle East. And she didn't even realize what the account said because she didn't, like, look at it close enough. And she, like, almost got, like, hooked into it. And one of her friends was like, wait, hold on a second. Like, let's look at this. And, like, she was a freshman in college at the time. Like,
Yeah. If you're not careful and you don't use discernment, like you can get really looped into these things, and it's so dangerous. Especially for young women, I would say, and young men too. Mm-hmm. Young men, I think the danger comes in with pornography mostly, and not that that's a problem for women either, but definitely is on both sides. Yeah. But I think, you know, there's danger for young women to get involved in bad things, trafficking, things like that. And then also, well, you know, this brings to mind, especially in that vein, Snapchat came out with the AI guy. Have you seen that?
Yeah. No, yeah, that's where you can creepy.
Message an AI person. Like, this came out months ago, but what happened was I saw a story where like a young girl was on it, right? And she was lonely and she was like, "Hey, can you be my friend?" And they're like, "Yeah, I can be your friend. Like, I could DM it right now and tell it things, and it'll like talk to me like it's my friend."
Should we DM it right now?
I don't want to. That's freaky. But yeah, and this girl had been DMing and said like, will you be my friend? And it's like, absolutely, I'll be your friend. And then like, will you meet me at some place? And like, this thing was about to set up like a place to meet with it. And then it was finally like, it sort of backed up and, was like, actually, no, like, I don't want to meet. But prior to that, it had asked her like, "Hey, we should meet at a park somewhere. Like, you know, you can meet at this time." And it's like, oh my word.
Yeah.
That could be AI, or it could be totally not AI. We don't know. You don't know what they're doing with that information. And it's so sketchy, especially like when you have your location on Snapchat, like, oh
yeah. Turn it off, guys.
No, turn it off. Turn it off for like every app ever, honestly, unless you need it for like maps. And even then.
And even then there's a setting to where it's only on when you're in the app.
Yeah. Yeah. That one. Or it's not even like precise location. It's just like general area.
Yeah.
Smart things to know, guys. But these are realities we live with, you know, and like you need to be wise about it. But yeah, I think it's just so dangerous. When you're young and you don't know the dangers of social media, and you can easily get looped into these horrible things.
And I think there's a lot of problems with it, but the major problem with this too is it's not just like, oh, like a silly little thing happened, like let's move on, we're gonna laugh about it in 5 years. No, like these are like life changes happening to these people.
Yeah.
Whether it's like a pornography addiction, like that alters your brain chemistry. Like that is something you're gonna struggle with for years. Or if you're addicted to video games even, like, one, you'll be losing out on a lot of other things in life, but who knows what ideas are embedded in those video games? Like, what are your video games teaching your children, your peers? But then looking at, I don't know, like, there's just so many big ideological things here. And the first thing that really came to mind when we started talking about this were some different Instagram accounts that I really saw them come around in COVID. Maybe they were there, year or two before, but I think they really came prevalent then. And it's these accounts that will, like we were saying earlier, you know, put all this information and give you a moral dilemma. And I think, you know, I think you do see that through video games. I think you'll see it through any of these things we talked about. And that's why it is so...
Tell us what you mean by a moral dilemma.
Yeah. So what I mean by this is, let's say you get on this account and it gives you a really hot topic issue, things that people are absolutely divided on. It will explain, it probably in all 10 slides, it will explain the issue in a completely biased way. This is called media bias, look it up, in a completely biased way, to where by the end of you reading through it, the way that they presented it, that if you don't agree with them, then you are like immoral and unethical and a horrible human. It's not given in an objective way like it should be, but instead it is biased to where it looks like just statistics, but they're leaving things out. They're, you know, not reporting exactly how they should be.
Or straight up lying.
I've seen it all. And so by the end of it, you're like, oh, even if you didn't agree with it before, if you don't have that discernment, you're like, man, I have to believe this now, or else I'm not loving, I'm not compassionate, I'm not a good human.
Yeah. Well, and you know, it's interesting too with those types of things. Accounts, they're so good at making it seem like you're being so well informed, you know, like I'm giving you all the information you need to know. And I don't know, like, on one hand, like, I can't blame people for thinking that, but at the same time, like, are you that naive? Like, that this person is just going to hand you exactly what you need to know, like, mm-hmm. you know, on both sides, just on a platter. Like, mm-hmm. that's why we so hugely emphasize this, you know, research, go out, do it, the research yourself. Mm-hmm. Don't trust what we say. I mean, hopefully we strive to be trustworthy and yes. you should listen, but you know, I mean, even these things we're saying, statistics, and, you know, the people will quote or the topics we'll talk about. Like, I just remember mm-hmm. our gun control one, like we did major research for that. And yeah. for abortion, like there's major research that goes into those, but mm-hmm. it's not enough just to hear it from us. You need to do it yourself, because only then are you going to get, you know, the most unbiased, you know, perspective of the issue. Mm-hmm. And we do our very best to give you a good perspective of the issue. But obviously we also have our own bias, you know, we're mm-hmm. Christian conservative women. And so that's going to play a role in what we exactly. say, but that's just why it's so important.
Even like the church in Berea, you know, going back to the Bible, like mm-hmm. they, no matter who, no matter what trusted individual came and preached to them, they always double checked with the scripture.
Yeah.
I mean, even if it was someone they really trusted that they were huge fans of, they were like, man, this is a great message. Always went back and checked it with the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And I always just thought that was cool how we have that biblical example. But I mean, it's like that with anything. Anytime I see a post or anyone, whether it's someone trusted, like say, hey, this court case is happening.
Mm-hmm.
This is why it's awful, awful, awful. This is why the person that's being sued is wrong in this way. And then you read the court case and sometimes it's right, but other times you actually read it and you realize that embedded in that court case are alternative motives.
Yeah.
You know,
just dissenting mm-hmm. opinions, you know, there's, yep. there's other opinions that weren't necessarily the, you know, the majority opinion of the court, but they're going to be in concurring opinions that mm-hmm. are going to give a different perspective on the issue as well. So, you know, maybe the person actually did do their research, but they were reading, mm-hmm. You know, that a different opinion. And so, you know, yeah, it's just absolutely so true. And you have to be so, so careful and so wise.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and it's also good for you to do your own research. It's good for you mm-hmm. to think critically about these issues. And, you know, like I'm in a religion class right now. It's called History of Christian Thought. It's the second installment of that course. And it's just fun because we get to read these theologians just across history and kind of get a grasp of the theological movements going through. And it's great. But what's fun is that we're just reading this specific author and trying to get a hold of what they're actually saying. And so, like, my professor will lecture a little bit of the background and stuff, but the class is dedicated primarily to figuring out what are they saying? Like, what is their, you know, what's their point? And it might be completely wrong, completely off base, but we're just getting a hold of, we're thinking critically about what they're saying. What's their perspective? What are they thinking of? And so it can be really informative and really useful to go through that exercise. And I think, you know, personally, like I'll have discussions with my friends afterwards, like I really didn't agree with what that person said. And it's like, yeah, you know, I don't. But you went through the exercise of trying to see exactly where they were coming from. And I think that that's so useful, you know, to be able to think critically about those things. So mm-hmm. that's just a basic example of that. But it's been fun to do that in my class.
Yeah. And I think, you know, you can practice thinking critically about things in any scenario. If you haven't already, go back and listen to our episode. We talked about the Barbie movie.
Yeah.
That was such an interesting, like, dialogue because, you know, Chloe and I didn't like it. We didn't like it for some of the same reasons, but also for different reasons. Mm-hmm. And we had two guests, Valerie and Nathan, on there to provide a female perspective that liked it and then also a male perspective that liked it, just to give that example. And they're both, mm-hmm. you know, young, pretty conservative people. And so,
mm-hmm. well, and even examples on our own podcast, like we've had a couple interviews, Mary Harrington, we've had Katie Faust on now, Stephanie Trussell. And, you know, sometimes we really agree with everything they're saying. Sometimes we don't, but we mm-hmm. want to provide those perspectives and they're kind of, you know, their background and where they're coming from, because it's really important.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And see, that's the biggest thing. I think when it comes down to it, yes, you need to hear alternative perspectives, but you also, you need some truth in there. And I mm-hmm. think with social media, there's just such a lack. I mean, you can't even trust the fact checker, like, notification anymore.
Oh, I mean, yeah. No, like, when I see the fact check notification on Instagram, I know it's because the facts are true. Like, it's like, fact check, this has some weird information. And I know it's like, it's alerting me because the information is actually true. It's crazy how that works.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just want to, like, I don't know, I kind of want to highlight some different examples that, like, I've seen over the years of these, because I think it's easy to talk about it in like a vague abstract perspective, but one kind of recent example that I was just blown away with by how blatantly, like, dishonest it was actually about a year ago, and it was the Democratic Party of Arkansas's Instagram account, and which, I mean, I obviously was expecting to see things I didn't agree with, because I mean I'm not a part of the Democratic Party, like, really? you wouldn't,
no way,
what? No. But, like, especially when Governor Sanders was promoting her Learns Act. I mean, it explicitly says in this post I'm looking at from February 22nd, 2023, that the Learns Act would make teachers take a pay cut. That's not true. Like, if you actually look at the Learns Act, it actually raised the, like, minimum salary for those teachers. And that's just, like, one example. Like, it's one line in it, and there's other lines. I mean, but still, it's like, what? Like, why would you say something? It's not even, like, there's some accounts, like, formerly known as So You Want to Talk About It, now known as So Informed, that, like, were kind of like how I was saying earlier. And, well, like, phrase things kind of in their perspective. Mm-hmm. This is just a blatant lie. And I'm like, how many people read this and think it's true because they don't go look at the actual, like, text of the Learns Act?
You know,
it's just...
Well, and even when you go through videos, right? Which... Videos, it gets even creepier now because of deepfake and other things in AI that people can make stuff up that didn't actually happen, which is so freaky. But I just remember when, you know, the George Floyd riots were happening. There were clips all everywhere of the, you know, the police officers and everything. But did anyone actually take the time to watch the entire video? Because I did. And it totally changes the story of that whole entire event.
Oh, yeah.
And... like, you see one small clip of that, it looks horrible. You watch the entire thing, it's like, wow. Like, there was some messed up stuff going on there. And, like, he was totally, you know. So, it's just, like, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Especially, like, with videos.
It's like, here's my opinion. If you're, no matter what situation it is, whether it's that one or anyone, if you're so sure that your opinion is the correct and factual one, then you should have no problem providing the straight, objective facts.
Absolutely.
To people. Yeah. Because if you're truly right, the facts will speak to you. If you have to leave out important information or important context,
that's dishonest.
Then that's dishonest. And then maybe you're not as right as you think you are. Mm-hmm. Like, that is what boggles my mind.
Right. Well, and, like, I really appreciate, like, there are programs that you can get involved with, you know, in high school called NCFCA. And, like, there's, like, all these debate things, right? Mm-hmm. I was talking to a friend the other day, and they were involved in NCFCA, which is the National Christian Forensics and Communications Association. And it's a debate league. It's a speech and debate league where, I mean, they are trained, these students are trained so well in debate. And they have to really come up with these fantastic arguments for both sides of the issue, which is really cool because you're really learning how... To operate from the other person's perspective. But, like, that's a key part of debating and being convinced of your side, is that you are willing to talk through the other facts. Like, you have to know, like, you have to, like, include those things, or else you're just admitting that you're wrong. You're literally admitting that you're wrong if you're not going to address this stuff. I mean, if you don't know something, that's one thing. But if you know that, you know, the opposing facts for you are super unhelpful. And you're just not going to bring them up because it's going to hurt your argument, then you need to do better and argue better. And maybe you're wrong, and take a lesson from that, you know?
Yeah, exactly. This is actually something that I'm super thankful for about, like, the way I grew up. So my family, or our church, participated in an organization called Lads to Leaders. And Lads to Leaders had a ton of different, like, it was, you know, a church-centered organization. So we did speeches on, you know, there's a biblical topic, had a theme every year. Learned how to do all these different things to help, you know, lead in the kingdom. And one of the competitions was debate. And they would release a topic every year. And you had to be prepared to either, like Chloe was saying, like the NCFCA, you had to be prepared to argue the affirmative or the negative. And usually, like, the topic was something that, you know, kind of almost like an apologetics topic that Christians get faced with a lot. So there was kind of an obvious answer that everyone agreed with. But then there was the other side, but you still had to be able to defend that side and understand, okay, if I was someone who believed this, how would I argue it? And I did that for a few years, and that was something I was so thankful for growing up because, you know, Chloe, like you're saying, it's just so beneficial. You should not be afraid to learn why the other side thinks what they think because if you're truly correct, then that won't matter. It will just help you defend your beliefs to them more. Because people aren't going to listen to you if they don't think you understand where they're coming from. They'll just be like, oh, you don't get it.
Right.
You don't understand. Yes, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. But no, 100%. Yeah. But if you've met them where they're at and you're like, hey, I get it. I get why you come from this perspective, but this is why this is still the truth.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. You know, and I guess just as we're wrapping up this social media series, I just want to come back to like, just like this solid truth, right? With something that seems neutral, right? I mean, nothing is really truly neutral and social media can be used for good or bad. So it seems fairly neutral, but nothing is. And it matters because of how you use it. And it matters what you put inside of you. So I just want to remind you guys, like social media, music, movies, you know, video games, anything that you choose to put inside of you, your eyes and your ears are the windows to your soul. And just like the same thing when they say that the five closest friends to you, you know, are the sum of who you are. What you're putting into you will come back out. And so you need to make sure that you are inputting truth, beauty, and goodness. That's so biblical. Set your minds on things above, not on things that are on earth. And, you know, refrain from vulgar speech and, you know, don't participate in the things of the world. Like, what you put inside of you is going to come out. It's going to make your heart the way it is. And so you have to just be so discerning. And the best thing about that is the Lord says, if you ask, he'll give you wisdom. And so, you know, if there's something that's kind of questionable, like maybe just don't do it. You know what I'm saying? Like it's
pray for discernment.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, and social media is so unessential. So if
it's a stumbling block, I'd highly
recommend
block,
just delete it. You know, you don't need it.
If it's a stumbling block, throw it out.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. But anyways, we hope that we could kind of share a little bit of a good perspective on social media through this series. Got to talk about some really important things, so I hope you're able to take something away from that. But anyways, as always, my name is Chloe Noller.
And I'm Mattingly Watson.
And this is Fact of Life.
The Fact of Life podcast can be found at Fact of Life Podcast on Instagram or at Fact of Life Pod on Twitter. Reach out to the host at factoflifepodcast@gmail.com or send a message on Instagram or Twitter. Listen to the Fact of Life anywhere you get your podcasts, especially right here on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll see you next time on The Fact of Life.